Hello everyone. Hello and good morning. Well, it's 5 a.m. for me. And that's probably why my voice sounds quite raspy, because this is kind of my morning voice, I think. Why, that's why I sound raspy and quiet, because I don't really feel like raising my voice right now. I have this thing where I get horny either as soon as I wake up or right before I go to bed. And I also have this other thing where I just like intermittently wake up at early points of the day. Like I'll fall asleep at 9 p.m. but then I'll wake up at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And sometimes I don't ever like actually get like a straight amount of sleep, but I still get enough sleep nevertheless, you know? So, I actually have an audio plan, using this new mic. I'm still editing it. Like, I've recorded it already. I'm just going through the editing process with it. But I also wanted to, I guess, let you guys hear what I sound like. Through a ramble fap is what you call it. A ramble fap. So, I'll let you hear my morning voice while I touch myself, okay? I'm actually already touching my clit. What am I thinking about? I'm not really thinking about anything or anyone. Just want to make myself feel good. But if there is any, like, if I were to talk about, like, what I'm into, and, like, the kinks that I'm into, and, like, the, for me, porn really does not do it for me. I got really close to the mic, didn't I? Porn doesn't do it for me. I'm touching my nipple now. I mean, stimulating my breasts always helps me get really wet, because they are very sensitive. My nipples are very sensitive. Oh my god. What was I saying? Porn doesn't do it for me, because when I want to be aroused, I look for the emotions behind it. I want to feel wanted. I want my want to be felt. You know? That's why I prefer erotica. It actually started off with erotica. It's what would turn me on. Like, I'd touch while I read. I'd touch while I, read on, like, my little phone screen. And I'm not talking about just, like, oh, he put her dick inside her, and then fuck, 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 and then she comes. No. No. I'm talking, like, well-written, eloquent, expressing the emotion. The intense passion. That's what gets me. When somebody wants you passionately, fuck, I could come to that. I've also tried my own hand at writing literature like that. And it's really fun, like, but also really exhausting, because I'll be thinking about, sorry if I'm just moving around in my chair. shorts real quick, okay? What was I saying? I wish you were here to remind me, because I always forget. I always forget whatever the fuck I'm saying. Oh, okay, I'm wet. So when it comes to writing, I write poetry. So poetry is where I come from. I don't mean it like it's a country. I mean, like, poetry is my home. So whenever I write other mediums, I bring with me what I take from what I know in poetry. And that would make my fiction very, a lot of the time, full of metaphors. Full of them. Oh my god. Oh my god. If I focus on just my clit, it feels so good. But there's a very high chance that I will squirt if I just focus on my clit. I'm not sure if the mic is picking that up, but I'm so freaking wet. So, erotica, like literature, is what would get me off. And but then it started going from erotica to audio. I don't know what was the first audio I listened to, I know. Fuck. I actually started off being really into Japanese erotic audio. I'm sure there's a term for it. The word that they use for voice actors is called seiyu. Seiyu. I had a bunch of favorite seiyus. As I find, as Japanese voice actors are incredibly talented. I do study Japanese, so while I can't understand everything, I do understand quite a bit. So, and there's no need for me to understand everything, because it just, the moaning sounds so hot. For any nerds out there. One of my what was I gonna say? I'm so wet. I forgot what I was gonna say. I need to keep talking. I'm so wet. It started. Okay, Japanese voice actors are crazy. And I can understand quite a bit. I found them actually through YouTube. And of course, like after a while, they got taken down due to copyright, but when I did find them, my God, I was freaking. Oh, my. The concepts on those audios that they make are insane. I remember what it's called now. Yeah, R18 Otome Audio. Otome. Otome means young woman. These would either be independent CDs, are independent CDs made specifically as audios that you can buy and purchase, or they come along with R18 Otome games. And I may not call myself a gamer, but I used to dabble in Otome gaming for a while. So I guess that's where it started. My voice kink. And the concepts on these audios would get really crazy. Like, you'd fuck. Yeah, and like, there was this one that really, really made me. I wouldn't stop listening to it and getting off to it. Was your cocky coworker fucks you, but then the new guy, the big dick new guy, ends up catching you guys fucking, and then your coworker's just like, "Why don't you join in?" And it becomes this sloppy, filthy, degrading threesome. And I fucking love that. Because the combination of like a really dominant, like cocky motherfucker, like fucking your mouth. And then on the other side, you have this shy with a big dick, sighing and gasping on, while he enters a pussy for the first time. Oh, it's addicting. There are a lot of like work-based audios in like R18 Otome CDs. There was another one I couldn't stop thinking of. I think that was what I was gonna say. If I were to name drop a voice actor that I really loved, what's his name again? Starts with the letter T. Starts with the letter T. If I were to name drop a voice actor like that I really like, it would be Tachibana Shinosuke. I've really not. Voice not too deep, not too high, very balanced, but there's something about the depth to it and the way that he spoke. Oh my God. There was this one audio that he did where he got jealous that you were flirting with a coworker. I think that was the premise. And then he fucked you over his desk in his office. He said, "I'm gonna fuck you over his desk, over Yamada-san's desk, and then I'm gonna make you come over it." And then, so he does that. But he doesn't just fuck you on his desk, no. He goes and says, "I'm gonna fuck you against his office window too, so that you really get who the fuck owns your cock." Or something along those lines. Fuck, that was hot. Because that's another thing I'm really into. It's like, getting cream pied several times. I'm gonna finger myself, okay? Oh my God. Oh my God. really long for me to get to come, usually. It takes really long. Like around like 30 minutes or so. That's why I love erotic audios, because they last that long, you know? And I can have someone with me for that long. That's why I love literature, because I can have something with me for that long. Arousing you with playing with me. Teasing me. I'm gonna put my legs up so I can fuck myself better. I'm a pretty flexible person. I can do a split, but I had to learn how to do the split. I did a bunch of stretching, a lot of stretches over the pandemic. Yeah. Oh my god. So I can spread my legs far pretty wide. And I was half expecting that I might squirt for you guys, so I put a towel over my desk chair. Oh my god. Oh my god. So I kind of want to squirt. I haven't squirted in so long. I just need to really focus on my clit and rub at my clit. Oh my god. Oh fuck. I'm really sorry you guys can't hear how wet I am. I get so fucking wet. I don't know if you can give me tips on how to get that wet sound, how to capture that wet sound. Please let me know, because I want you guys to hear how wet I am. I mean, I could put the mic close to my pussy and you guys can... I'll do that for a little bit, okay? Do that. There we go. So that's how wet I am. Sorry, this takes so long. Even I don't like it. I don't like that this takes long. I wish I could come quick. I need a cock in me. Like right now. It's fucking me. Another thing that I love are blowjob audios. Like, the sound of a guy getting sucked off. It's so hot. Oh my god. Also because I have a teensy bit of an oral fixation. I wanna suck someone off every fucking day, whenever they fucking ask. I wanna be someone's reused slut. Oh my god. Didn't used to make sound at all back when I touched Peck then, but after listening to audio, I just maybe I should let myself loose. I should let myself make sounds. I'm history, I guess. Oh my god. I think I'm gonna squirt today, guys. I think I'm gonna squirt. Not now. Oh my god. But sometime soon. Oh, if I keep rubbing my clit like this. Focuses on my clit for too long, I'm gonna squirt all over their face, and that is so freaking embarrassing. But I don't know, maybe somebody'd find it hot. I don't know. I'm just gonna let myself feel good, okay? I'm just gonna let myself feel good. No pressure, no pressure. And you can stop listening to this audio anytime you want. Anytime, anytime. Just doing this because I want you guys to hear what the new mic sounds like. But yeah. It sounds good, right? You can hear my voice. Oh my god. Oh my god. The dogs in the neighborhood are barking. I'm so sorry if you can hear that. This is why I usually record at midnight when everything's quiet. Now I'm thinking about somebody eating me out. Right between my legs. Just eating me out until I cry. Oh, I wouldn't be able to take it. I wouldn't be able to take it. Oh my god. The towel was a good idea. A towel was a good idea. Oh my god. I need to collect myself. So, I did expect to squirt, but I did not expect at the same time. So, maybe, I'm not sure if you guys heard that. I don't think it could be heard. I'll find a way to make it heard next time, okay? But, that's me. That's Kiku. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you all have a lovely day.